WYC, it's the Tech Webcast with your host, Brad and John.
Due to construction, the information highway will be closed until further notice.
Oh, crap. You should be. It's horrible.
Administered beatings to nearly 3,000 clients.
Well, that could be quite painful.
Your computer is about to crash. Place your tray and seat backs in their upright positions. Place your head between your legs and kiss your keyboard goodbye.
Oh, well.
When I stop, we'll file out. Take cover fast. Sounds like a really crappy plan, but okay.
Those are many things you don't want to happen. So tune in to the Tech Webcast. Right here with your hosts, John and Brad, coming to you from Australia. Tech Webcast, everything tech-related, with your tech geeks, John and Brad. And now, here is Tech Webcast.
That's all right.
It's just completely crap, just random stuff, just random shit.
It's very good.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, welcome to Tech Webcast, episode 34. We're coming live from Melbourne. We've got Dylan, Bryce, and John, and big hello to Dylan. What's up, man?
What is up, my homeboys? Yeah. In the house. It's great to be in your computer.
Yeah. Very cool, man. What's going on, Matt?
Oh, just rock and roll. Just one of your average days, you know. Just did my show with Cal on Nova, and now just getting ready for an afternoon. I think I'm going to go home and play with my daughter later on.
Oh, cool. Good stuff, man. Now, for people who don't know who you are, tell them who you are.
Hi, people who don't know who I am. My name's Dylan Lewis, and at the moment I work on Nova 100, a different radio station.
Yep.
Not as good as Tech Webcast, but we're trying. We'll get there. I do the mornings 9 to 12 with my co-host Cal Wilson. I also used to do little bits of stuff on TV now and again, still do, and played in bands, and I've got a new daughter, and that's me in a nutshell. Cool. Bang!
Good stuff, good stuff. Now, Recovery TV, I want to ask you about Recovery TV.
All right.
How long did that go for, and how did you get into it?
Oh, it went for longer than I was on it.
Yep.
What year did it start? It started in about 1996, I think. I was involved for about 3 years.
Okay.
And then it kept going for a little bit after when I left as well. I went on to do a different show called the 10:30 slot.
Cool.
But the way I got into it, it was sort of all a bit of a weird accident. I did a teaching degree after I finished school. I finished my teaching degree, got a Bachelor of Education, Music and Drama, secondary teaching. I was a bit of a crap teacher, though, so I didn't get into teaching. I took a year off and started playing in bands, had a band called the Brown Hornet. And it was weird because I was getting interviewed for my band by Channel 31 for a show that they were doing. The guy from Channel 31 sent that tape in to show his cameraman skills. He wanted a job on Recovery too, but they saw his cameraman skills and thought he was great, but also saw the subject matter was me. And they said, oh, that guy's he's a funny dickhead. Well, how about we have a look at what that guy's all about? And lo and behold, my then girlfriend, now wife, had sent a resume in without telling me, and my resume was at the top of the pile because it was the last one in. It was also the crappiest look.
Yep. Have we lost Dylan?
Yes.
Oh God.
He's I'm back again.
He's back.
I pulled a plug out.
Okay.
So my girlfriend, who's now my wife, she sent my resume in, and they got me in. I had a chat to them, and then I just all of a sudden found myself on telly. So I didn't mean to get the job, but I'm really glad I did, because ever since then my life just changed.
Cool, good stuff. I want to ask you about some music. What's your favourite artist that you like listening to?
There's so many, Brad.
Yep.
I got into music really young, and the music that I got into then I still love now, and I still follow those artists to this day.
Yep.
My first favourite bands included the Beastie Boys, who have got new stuff coming out soon this year, which I'm so excited about, and their new single, Too Many Rappers, I'm just loving. Every single time they put something out, I get a little bit of a stiffy, because I'm always excited by what they do. They always push the boundaries of hip-hop. They're constantly fresh, even when they're going through hard times like MCA's going through at the moment.
Yep.
They're still banging out the tunes, and that's just awesome.
Yep, sure.
Beastie Boys. When I was young, I also got into a band called Madness, a two-tone ska band. And I got to see them recently, and that was amazing. They played earlier this year in Melbourne. I never thought I'd get to see them. So they were my first two tapes that I bought. I bought Complete Madness and License to Ill on cassette. You probably don't know what a cassette is because you're so young. You've never even heard of it. But they used to exist before CDs.
Okay.
Also, I used to get into Kate Bush, and I still love what she does just because she's so... She always pushes the boundaries of what music is about and doesn't try and sound, you know, like a stereotypical musician. She always experiments and isn't afraid to sound different, you know, and that's what I loved about her, and I still love her. And I got into a bit of classical music as well when I was young. I still like listening to that, you know, that calms me down. And I love, as I grew, I got more into heavier music. I love a bit of metal. I love funk, you know. Brown Hornet, the band I used to play in, was all about funk and the heavier side of funk. So I got into a bit of Chili Peppers and Mr. Bungle's, probably my favourite band in that kind of genre. And, yeah, still love my hip-hop, still love my ska, still love my funk, and still love as heavy as I can get it as well. Love classical. I think I just like... I like good music. I like music that affects me, that makes me feel something, you know, rather than nothing. A lot of music doesn't make me feel anything. It just makes me feel like... maybe doing a bit of sick in my mouth.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, actually, talking on the Brown Hornet, how did the Brown Hornet get started? And I'm quite interested in that story. How did that actually get all started up, mate?
Brown Hornet was sort of like, it was a bunch of mates. We used to all hang out. They were friends of my brothers and friends from uni and stuff. And they all were fantastic musicians and had a few other bands going. And there was a party one night and they were having just a funk jam at the party. And I got up and I busted some Public Enemy rhymes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and they said, oh, that's cool. Do you sing in a band? And I went, no. And they go, let's have a go. Let's do some stuff. And that's pretty much how the Brown Hornet started. I really wanted to call the band the Brown Hornet.
Yeah.
No one else did. They thought it was a shit idea. And I said, all right, we're calling it the Brown Hornet until you think of a better name. And the Brown Hornet stuck. And the rest, as they say, is history.
Yeah, cool. So do you reckon you ever get back together and play some gigs or at all, or is it all over?
I don't know, brother. It's I'm hanging to play again. Like, we put the Brown Hornet and another band I had as well called Mega Bias. We put them on hold about 3 or 4 years ago. Because I was going to England for a while. And we just had to put them on hold. And since I've been back... You know, just everyone's been too busy and grown up to have a full-time band gig again. It took so much time to properly be in a band. You know, you'd rehearse a night a week. You'd play a gig or two a week. Every now and then you'd be doing tours and stuff. It takes a lot of time and effort.
Mm.
And we weren't really successful, you know, financially. We were doing lots of gigs and getting people to them and having a ball doing it. I loved it. I wouldn't trade it for anything. But it wasn't really – we weren't making enough money and to call it a job, I suppose. So everyone's gone and got – real jobs, including myself. But lately I've been having the urge and the pang again. I've got to get back into some kind of music. I used to love it so much. I used to just look forward to it. I never used to get a cold or the flu because I just reckon I was screaming it out of my system by being in bands and just jumping around a stage and sweating and being a silly hooligan. It was very good for my soul. So hopefully someday I'll get back into it. If not, if we don't get the Brown Hornet or Megabias back together, I reckon I'll still use my same people and maybe just do a new incarnation of some kind. I don't know what it'll be, though.
Oh, yeah. Cool, man.
Dude, ask me about my man choir.
What's that?
Exactly. I'm glad you asked. Man choir, that's my musical outlet at the moment. So although I don't have my bands going, I still do have this place where I can go and make some kind of music happen. And Man Choir, it's a bunch of friends. There's about a dirty dozen of us.
Okay.
We meet once a week and we just sing stuff that we like. And I'll go in there and say, oh, I reckon we should sing a Madness song. Someone else will come in and you know, suggest a Queens of the Stone Age song or whatever. And we arrange them into only vocal parts, no instruments or anything. So it's all a cappella.
Cool.
And we sing. And only recently we've started doing gigs. So that exists now in the world, our Man Choir. We've got MySpace pages for them. They're just they're called Man Choir. So I started one here, but I also started one when I was in England. So there's a MySpace page for the England one as well. So there you go. Man Choir, represent.
That's it, man. John, do you want to ask Dylan any questions? If you can.
I don't have anything in my mind.
Oh, okay. Well, let's ask him about Big Brother. How did you like Big Brother, man? Was that fun to do?
Yeah. Oh, man, it was so long ago. It was in 2002.
Yeah.
That was the year I got married as well. So it was a whirlwind year. It was a crazy year. I had a 2-month honeymoon. I got married. That was massive. And went on this Celebrity Big Brother show as well. And it was only 3 weeks in there, but I remember it vividly still. It was such a cool, fun experience. I wish they would do another one so I could go back again. It was just like, man, every day you wake up with all these dudes who became quite close, you know. When you're stuck in a house with people for 3 weeks, you actually become quite close to people. So we were just hanging out, and every morning you wake up, it's so excited just to see what's going to happen that day. And because it was a celebrity one and not a real one, we would just ask for crazy shit, and they would just deliver it to us. I said, you know, can I get a saxophone? And they bought a saxophone in for me.
Yeah.
There was a grand piano in there for me to muck around on, you know. A few of us, you know, back in those days used to smoke cigarettes, and so we could go and hide and have a cigarette when we wanted. It was, or maybe I wasn't supposed to say that. Bang! I said it.
Yeah,
doesn't matter.
Fuck it. So do you get much into, I always want to keep moving. Do you get much into like computers and stuff, Dylan, at all? On internet and Twitter and that sort of stuff?
Yeah, I love it, bro. Sort of takes over my life a little bit. This Twitter revolution, I don't know. I think it should be called Stalker. I got into it because work. It's a good thing for me to know what's going on because of my work. It's all deals with popular culture and stuff. But I don't know. Just shouting things into space and hoping someone gives a shit is a weird thing to do. And I don't know. I think I'm nearly over Twitter. Facebook, I understand. You know, you can share your photos with your overseas friends. I kind of like that, but not constant updates and changing your profile picture every few minutes.
Yeah,
that's a waste of life.
It is.
But I'm a big fan of technology. You know, I've got MySpace pages for Man Choir UK, Man Choir Melbourne. I've made a little Brown Hornet one and a Megabias one as well. They're all just sitting there, not doing anything, but at least they exist. You know, I'm into Facebook. I've got a sort of a work Facebook and then a private secret one as well.
Yeah,
and but you know, if you add up all those things, 4 MySpaces, I've got 2 Facebooks, I've got Twitter, I've got 3 Skype names, I've got bloody a work email, a private email, and I've got a Hotmail for junk mail to go to. That's like 15 things to try and keep up with. I haven't got any time to live anymore. When am I supposed to take a shit? I haven't got time. But I love it, mate. I love this technology that, you know, the technology we're using right now is full on. It's crazy. It's awesome. And it's the future, man. This is the future of pirate radio right here. You know, you can bang out amazing interviews through the computer, and then it hits airwaves, and I just love it. It's so good to be able to, for this technology to be accessible to so many humans. You know, I love my computers. I've got a lot of computers, and I love all technological things as well. Mm. I love my record player, and I love my mixer, and you know, just I collect technology. I love my computer game systems. I play on all systems: Xbox 360, PS3. I've got the handhelds, I've got the DS, I've got the PSP, you know, I honestly do get into it, and I love all the developments in it too. I know it goes pretty fast, but I've somehow collected all my old systems as well, so I've still got my N64, and I've got, you know, the old PlayStation 1 still, and I've got old school Game & Watch games still. I love all that shit.
Cool. What's your favourite Xbox 360 game?
I've always been a Halo fan. That's why I got Xbox in the first place. Halo's... Oh, what's going on?
Yep.
Can I hear myself?
Yep, it's cool.
Echo. Oh, it's gone.
That's cool.
Yeah, I got Xbox in the first place because of Halo, and I loved... When it first came out on Xbox One, I loved linking systems and doing all that stuff. And then when Halo 2 came out and you could play it online, that was just awesome. I'd just hook up with my mates all the time, even if they live next door or downstairs. I've sort of gone off Halo a little bit. I'm more into the PS3 at the moment. I love all its extra things that you can do on the PS3. I'll get back into 360 again one day, but it's all about PS3 for me at the moment.
I'm actually over the PS3. I want to get an Xbox. I'm over
really?
It. Yeah, man.
What are you? Why are you over it?
Because I don't know. I just never use it. It just sits there and just gathers dust, and you know, I'd rather get an Xbox.
What about the Blu-ray?
Blu-ray, I never use it.
Dude,
I watch Foxtel.
Oh, okay.
Have you got Foxtel?
That's fair enough, then.
Have you got Foxtel?
I used to, but you know, I never watched it, so I've just started revisiting video shops instead, and that seems to be much more up my alley. I just hire. It seems to be the craze at the moment, doesn't it? That instead of a movie, everyone sort of gets into a series, because movies are too short these days. You watch it and then it's over, and then it's gone, and it's just never to be there again. But a series, you know, you get into something like, you know, an Entourage or Carnival that I've just watched. I love that, or. You know, and you get to revisit it, and you watch one show, and you go, bang, I'm going to watch another one right now. Bang, put it on a DVD. Can't do that with Foxtel, unless you've got IQ.
Well, I have an IQ, which is really
you
cool.
You do?
I love it.
You love it.
I love it.
Protect
I highly
geek.
Recommend it.
I'll consider it.
Get one, mate.
All right, I'll get one.
Get one. And also get an iPhone.
I will get an iPhone soon. I'm hanging to get one. I was just scared that it looked like it would be something that would break in my pocket. Does it break?
No, it doesn't break, man.
No.
Ask Bryce. He's got two of them.
Bryce? Three, you got two?
Five. I don't know how many he's got. He's got.
Why?
I don't know. Mainly I just got them because I like them a lot. But no, it doesn't break in your pocket. It's pretty sturdy.
Can I have one of yours? Dude, come on.
I think you might say no to that.
That's all right.
Sorry,
I'll get my own. I love all the applications on there and stuff. I do love the iPhone. It's a very, very sexy device.
It is. It is. It's very cool, and the apps on there are good to use, and it's a new computer.
Brad, how many times have you emailed me saying, get an iPhone, get an iPhone, send my iPhone?
Yep.
Yeah, I know, dude. I will one day.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, you should get one. You get one. Get one today. Go and get one today.
All right, I'm on my way. See ya. I'm going to get one. I'm back. I didn't get one yet. I'll get one
when you get
soon.
One, let me know.
All right, I will.
And you can come on our new podcast, another one that'll be starting up very soon.
What's that called?
iPhone Fans.
That's awesome. What's your favourite application on there?
I like Twitty.
What's that mean?
That's the Twitter application.
Yeah.
And I like, there's that one there I like Shazam.
That's where you find out what song's playing, yeah?
Yep, that's a good one.
Sick.
Shazam, and I like Skype.
Yeah.
And I like an app called iLick. We have two dogs in there. There's like
what?
iLick. That's a good app. There's a dog.
What
licks,
the dogs do?
Yeah, a dog licks the screen. That's cool.
What happens if you put your phone in your pants and then you use that application? Does the dog lick your balls? Might get that. I'm getting it just for that. That's awesome.
That's funny. Yeah. So there's that one, and there's a few others there that I want to sort of for you to mention. But and now you have any animals, Dylan, at all? You got two dogs and a cat and that sort of stuff.
I got one dog and one cat, and now I want an iPhone so that the dog can lick my balls.
What sort of dog do you have?
I have a Border Collie Kelpie cross, and her name is Shway.
Oh, yeah? Cool.
Yeah, she's a lively little one, and she's just always got too much energy. And she used to eat lemons in our last house that we lived in, and I think the lemons disintegrated her teeth. So now it looks like she's got human teeth. They're all straight like a human's.
Cool. Okay.
It's weird.
All right. Okay. What else can I ask you? I don't know what else I can ask you. I'm sort of running out of things to ask. Bryce, you want to ask any questions, man?
Not really.
I don't want to hold the guy up. He's got things to do.
Brother, it's all good. What else?
Can you rap for us? Can you do a small rap for us?
All right, it's someone beatboxes.
Oh, I can't do that.
What do you mean?
I can't do that. Ask John, he can.
Oh, no. Not me.
You have to beatbox.
I don't know how to do it.
Well, what about, I've got to fart first. Hang on, where's mute? Oh, I didn't find the mute button in time. Sorry about that. Did that come through?
I don't know.
Hope not. That's disgusting. All right, I'll try and... You know, no one's going to beatbox, are they?
We can't. We don't know how to.
Worst beatboxing band I've ever been in. I'll see if I can find a beat. If not, I'll just bust one. I'll do the rap that I did when I first got the gig with the Brown Hornet.
Alright, that'd be good, man.
I'll do some of it, because it's fucking long. Alright. I'm just seeing if I can get a beat up on my garage band. It's taking ages to load. I don't even know if you'll be able to hear it. Will you be able to hear it?
Yeah, we can hear it. We'll hear it.
Alright, let's see what happens. Hang on. Do you edit this up? Or was it just straight?
We don't edit anything. We'll just put it up there and that's it.
Bang. Yep. Alright. Here is a one.
You can get a beat off YouTube.
Beat you off YouTube?
Can you hear that beat?
No, we can't hear it, man.
No.
Hang on.
Oh, there we go. Now we can hear it.
Yep.
Now we can hear it.
This isn't going to work. Oh, hang on. We'll get some breaks. Yeah. See if I can fit it in that. Back. I got you looking for the same thing. It's a new thing. Check out this to bring. Uh-oh, the rubble of the level cause I'm living low. Next to the bridge, come on, turn up a radio. The claimer, I'm a criminal. But now I wonder how, some people never know. The enemy could be the friend guardian. I'm not a hooligan. I'm rock the party and clear all the madness. I'm not a racist. Preach to teach to all cause I'm the never had this. Number one, not born to run about the gun. I wasn't licensed to have one. The minute they see me, fear me. I'm the epitome of public enemies. Used, abused without clues. I refuse to blow a fuse. They even had it on the news. Don't believe the hype. Bang.
Very cool. Very good. Oh,
enemy in the house.
I like my pop game. They're good. I like pop game. They're good.
Yeah, me too. That was one of my favourites when I grew up. I learnt that from the lyrics on the vinyl.
Yeah, cool, man. They're actually on Recovery too, I remember too, I think. Were they?
They were. They were one of the greatest bands that I've ever interviewed. They were very awesome, very exciting to interview them.
Have you ever interviewed Eminem?
I haven't interviewed Eminem yet, no. I would love to. Yeah. I think I'd get a good interview out of him. Ask me about some of my other favourite interviews.
Silverchair.
Yes, they were one of my favourites. I got to go to their hometown in, Newcastle? And hang out with them at their houses and stuff. And when they were just little tackers, that was amazing to do. Favourite interview ever? Probably Stevie Wonder.
Yep.
That's, he was a massive idol of mine when I was growing up. My dad used to play his records when I was a kid, and so just fell in love with him from a very early age. And so to meet the man was amazing. My first interview ever was with Björk, and that was full on because I love her stuff as well. I like Kate Bush. who else is massive? Oh, Mike Patton from Faith No More. Yep. Mr. Bungle interviewed him.
Yep.
That was a bit disappointing. I really wanted him to be my friend, and he didn't really like me. He thought I was a knob. Oh, well. They're probably the biggest interviews. I've got the Beastie Boys' autograph, but I haven't met them properly. Asked MCA one question in a press conference once, but that was about it. Well, they're my favourite interviews. But Public Enemy, definitely one of the highlights of my career. Bang.
Well, I wish I had your job, man, because you've met some really cool people, and I wish I could meet the Beastie Boys, because I'm a huge fan of them as well. And
yeah, man. Well, maybe someday you will. Keep up with this stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I want to get their autograph too, so if you can get one for me,
send the highway. I'll see what I can do.
So, that's about it, mate. That's over 20 minutes, so that's about
Bro,
it.
Bro, that's awesome.
Thanks very much for coming on, Dylan, and
it's an absolute pleasure, Brad. Thanks for chatting, John and Bryce as well. This is a grouse thing, and good luck for the future as well,
Thank
all
you.
Of yous.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Cheers.
Thanks, Wicked. Mate.